Praise his name. Let's stand together if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Thank you, Lord, for your sweet, quiet spirit, Lord, we feel here this morning. Lord, we ask that you would just come down and walk every aisle on the benches this morning, Lord. Father, we come here with great anticipation and just meet our individual needs and reveal your word to us, what you've allotted for us this day. Bless us, strengthen us, oh God, and may you just get the glory and honor in every phase, every service. Lord, may not one word be spoke without being led by you. Lord, and may everything just go according to thy will. We thank you, Lord. Just have your way now. We ask in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Always wonderful. You loving this morning? Amen. More than you did yesterday? Amen. Loving more every day. Page 33 in our big books there, if you'd like to turn with me. Rock of Ages. Amen. Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide.
myself in thee.
Amen. Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Hallelujah. Page 47, over a couple. Amen. I know whom I believed. Amen. I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I know not how this saving faith to me he did impart, nor how believe within my heart. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. How the Spirit moves, convincing men of sin, revealing Jesus through the Word, creating faith in Him. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that He is able. I've committed unto him against that day. I know not what of good or ill may be reserved for me, or weary ways or golden days before his face I see. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day.
Amen.
I know come at night or noonday fair, nor if I walk the veil with him or me, him in the air. Amen. But I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. Which I've committed unto him against that day. And I know I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him. You know he's faithful. Know he's there. Amen. Believe that he's able to do all he promised. Amen. Let's turn over to page 25. Amen. I see what we sang this not too long ago, but it's seems so fitting. I surrender all to Jesus. Amen. Everything I am. All to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence day. I surrender all.
Oh,
hallelujah. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I surrender all. seated. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? It's the blessing of your name. Amen. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Sing it together. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Oh, Heavenly Father. Request on your heart this morning, some need or desire. Amen. Just bow our heads. Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning?
Gracious Lord, we're just thankful and appreciate, Lord, that you allowed us to gather here one more time that we might worship you, Lord, and offer our praise unto you. And as we've gathered this morning, and each hand was raised, Lord, you know the need. And on that one's hand that was raised, Lord, you know what the desire of their heart is, Lord. And praying, Father, that you grant every desire, every need, Lord, and it by peace in your honor and your glory, Lord. And we pray, Father, this morning as we gather here in the presence of your Holy Spirit, dear God, that you can anoint the word that comes forth this morning, Lord. And we realize, Lord, that regardless of how that the speaker might speak and how eloquent his words might be, dear God, we realize, Lord, that it takes the quickening of your Holy Spirit, yes, Lord, to quicken that word to our hearts, Lord, that it might live in us and through us, Lord, to bring glory and honor to your name. And we pray, Father, your blessing, Lord, upon the remainder of the service, Lord, may you receive all the glory and all the honor. May we just praise you and worship you, Lord. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Do you have a song this morning, Karen?
When your precious word comes forth, and I see that I've come short, oh, such an urgency strikes down in my heart. When there's requirements to be made, and I haven't reached them yet, There comes a desperation, and I cry out, have mercy, Lord, on me. I'm opening up my heart to thee. Take your precious word and search through me. If any flesh remains or any worldly thing, Lord, please take it out of me. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is thy new kingdom light. Oh Lord, this is my prayer,
that you will keep me there.
I open up my heart to you. Lord, your word knows every thought, and it searches out each heart. So there's nothing that I could ever hide from you. Lord, whatever you may see that needs taken out of me, I humbly ask that you will take your word, Lord, cut it out of me. I'm opening up my heart to thee. Take your precious word and search through me. If any flesh remains or any worldly thing, Lord, please take it out of me. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is that new kingdom light. Oh Lord, this is my prayer,
that you will keep me there.
I open up my heart to you. I want nothing left but Jesus Christ. Then what I see is that new kingdom light. Oh Lord, this is my prayer,
that you will keep me there.
I open up my heart to you.
Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand together. Sing the chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Oh.
Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we want to say first, thank you for this precious opportunity that you've given us this morning. Lord, we humbly come before you and realizing that without you, Lord, we can do nothing. And Father, as we take this opportunity to gather around your precious word, I'm asking, Lord, that you would intervene and move by your Holy Spirit. Without you, Lord, it would just be words. It would just be words that we would say, well, we've heard these things before. But Lord, it's what your Holy Ghost will do. Amen. And Father, we ask that you would bless us. I trust, Lord, that we, as each one as an individual, have done our part. But Lord, we have done everything you said to do. And then, Lord, if we do that, we know that you will keep your promise. So we ask that you would bless us with revelation today.
Amen.
Move in our hearts, O God, and prepare us for this great catching away. That, Lord, we don't know the day or the hour. We just know it's getting closer and closer. And now, Lord, since the last service, we are another 3 or 4 days closer to it. So we ask now, Lord, that you'd help us. Help each one of us to commit ourselves unto you. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. Lead us and guide us now by thy Holy Spirit. We ask it in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. I just feel very privileged to be here this morning.
Amen.
And not only privileged, but thankful. Amen. I'd like to read a small quote first before we read scripture this morning. In the message, The Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ. And this was preached November 25th, 1965. And Brother Brand was saying here, he says, I'll tell you, just as that eagle recognized that voice. You all know the eagle story he's talking about. The mother eagle and the baby eagle. He said, so does a real born again Christian recognize the voice of God speaking through the Word.
Amen.
Amen. A real born-again Christian recognized the voice of God speaking through the Word. Keep that in mind this morning, because we realize that's the ones that's going to hear.
Amen.
God's voice through the Word today.
Amen.
Amen. Let us all stand. Let's renew our minds back to the scripture we read Thursday evening. Hebrews 4. And this begin here at the 11th verse. I hope you can keep in mind and you've meditated on what we brought Thursday evening and have your heart fresh on those things, because it's very important. All right, Hebrews 4, and begin here at the 11th verse. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. May God bless reading His Word. You may be seated. What a powerful, powerful scripture. Of course, all God's Word is powerful. It's so tremendous. And again, as I said, keep in mind what we was bringing out Thursday night. And again, are we today here to serve a man that we pick out? Or are we here to serve the Lord Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Even talking to Brother Branham.
Right.
Are we here to serve Brother Branham? Or are we here to serve the God that spoke through Brother Branham? You see? A lot of people have that so messed up today. And like I say, you can tell people that do. You can even tell people, as I said Thursday night, you know, that when they've made their pastor, they're God. You say, well, how do you know? Well, as I said Thursday night, you know, because if their pastor's around, they wouldn't do some things they'd do if he wasn't around. If he wasn't there and wasn't in their presence, then they try to get by with a few extra things, maybe acting a little more silly and foolish and maybe ungodly, and do some things they shouldn't do. But then when the pastor's around, they want to make sure they're stepping right. And they're very careful at what they do, showing that serving man is their whole life, not the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For they haven't recognized the presence of God. They don't know that God is there, and He's the one whom they serve, are supposed to serve. Not a man, you see. A man makes mistakes. A minister makes mistakes. A preacher makes mistakes. Even Brother Branham made mistakes. Yeah. If you read the things he read and or said in different times. But the thing of it is, the sons of God has to recognize this. The sons of God have to know whom they serve. That they serve a living God.
Amen.
And not some man that has passed away. They serve the living God. And I want to read some things before we get too far into our message this morning. I don't know how far we can get on it. But as long as the Holy Ghost allows me to do it, I will do it.
Amen.
So I'm trusting that your heart will be hungry. Your mind will be clear. You'll be open-minded. Heart open, desiring, seeking first the kingdom.
Amen.
Before all these other things on this earth. Because remember, if we seek first the kingdom, He shall add all these other things
Amen.
Unto us. But we've got to seek God's kingdom first, you see. Seek the will of God in all that we do. But in 1 John 3, let's read here, begin the 20th verse, refresh our mind of something. 1 John 3. And the 20th verse. All right, closer to the back of your Bible there. 1 John 3 and the 20th verse. For if our heart condemn us, I want you to listen. You aren't distracted with anything, okay? Or are you? Because if you are, if you want to sit here and think of tomorrow and what you're going to do today, then you have my permission to go ahead and get up and leave. Because this message today is not to those type of people.
Okay.
For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Don't ever forget that. He knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Oh, think of that. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Because we keep His commandments. And do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Now, that's where we have to stand today in order to get what we're going to bring today. You have to be in that condition. Remember what I said Thursday night? Make sure when you come today, everything is right before God.
Amen.
Everything. Make sure there's nothing condemning you. Make sure you aren't one that hadn't taken the time to open your heart and pour your heart out to God and ask God to forgive you for anything in your life that's contrary to His great will. And what would be pleasing to Him. In the message, Perfect Faith, paragraph 65, he speaks of this scripture, which you all know, August 25th, 1963. Therefore, he relied upon what God had made him. He's speaking of Jesus Christ. And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? Now, remember, there's a lot of stipulation to being a real believer. No, it's just not saying we're a believer, but it's truly being a believer. Being able to receive the word for your day and it vindicate itself. You see? Then he says, these signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was. See, it was revealed. Jesus knew who he was. He knew the scripture spoke of him. In the Old Testament, it spoke of him when he came, what he would do. Right? So he knew he was identified with that. He had faith in what he was. And if you are a believer, you have faith in what you are. That's what all these messages has been coming for, from what that prophet brought in the scriptures, is to show you who you are and let you recognize who you are. Okay? You are a believer. And if you got faith in God, the Bible says, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith.
Right. Amen.
Now, did you hear what he said?
Amen.
If our hearts condemn us, you ain't going to get nothing today. Okay? If you know you've been doing things wrong and not keeping things made right and you're not overcoming, you just keep fooling around, your heart's condemning you, then just remember, if your heart's condemning you, it's going to be really hard if you get anywhere with God today. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith. We have confidence towards God, and that means a lot. That's going to mean a lot today, or at least by the time I get done with this.
Amen.
You've got to have that confidence. If you want to read that, it's found in St. John 3:21. I got the scripture written down there. Notice, if our hearts condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. But as long as you're doing things that's wrong, you can't have confidence toward God. Think of that. You just can't do it. It's God's word, and that's the way He set it up. So we, no matter how big within ourselves we might think we are, we're not going to change that. If we do things wrong and we know we're wrong, then we're condemned. And he says here, so you see, you'll automatically know that you're wrong. He said you'll automatically put yourself back there a sinner by knowing that you're wrong. But when your heart don't condemn you, oh, what a glorious place to be in. When your heart don't condemn you, if you've made a mistake, you've immediately put it under the blood and cried out to God, help me to overcome that thing. Give me the revelation, what it takes to quit that, Lord. You see? By knowing that you're wrong, but when your heart don't condemn you, you know you're a believer. When your heart don't condemn you, you know you're a believer. And there's nothing between you and God. Nothing between you and God. So can we sit here today and know absolutely positively, I've searched my heart. I've made sure since Brother Steve renewed my mind Thursday night and thought about this, and I've searched and made sure there is nothing between me and God. That every action, every place I go, what I say, everything about it, I know it's all right and pleasing to God. I know that. Do we know that? Then if we don't know that, again, you absolutely, positively, according to God's word, you will not get what is being said today. Impossible. Well, Brother Steve, I guess I forgot about what you said Thursday night. That's not my problem. That's yours. The Holy Ghost told you.
Amen.
That wasn't me. I was speaking to you by the Holy Ghost. See, so that's not my problem. I try to help where I can. But you are an individual before God. You are the one that's got to make it in.
Amen.
You're not going in on my shirt tail. I'm not going in on yours. This race is an individual race between you and God. See? Let's go on. He said, and there's nothing between you and God, and you can ask what you will, and know that it'll be given. Because it's the word that's given to you, just like it was to those disciples. I'll read it again. Because it's the word that's given to you just like it was those disciples. Right? Now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Have faith in what the word says you are. And Jesus had faith in the word of God that said what he was. It was written of me. Didn't David say in the Psalms of the prophets and all them that speak of him, I am the bread of life that come from God out of heaven. I am the tree of life from the Garden of Eden. I am all these things. Amen. He said, I am that I am. He knew with that perfect faith, so there was no flaws in his revelation. My, that's something really tremendous to have in this day. Revelation without flaws. Because so many people say they got a revelation and they can be confused so easily. And when it comes to a reality of something happening in life, their so-called revelation went out the door. You know? So what, you know, it's like a little song. He's God in on the mountain. But he's also God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make things right. Yeah. Oh my. He said that he was the anointed Messiah, that the Spirit of God was upon him. Hasn't the word today, which is spirit and life, tell us we're sons and daughters of God? We came from the thoughts of God. He gave us the exact formula of what the real, true, genuine new birth was.
Amen.
Not have to guess, not have to wonder. Okay? We know exactly, without a doubt, what the new birth is. We know exactly what a changing of this nature is. Everything about it. Absolutely undeniable. It's been given you to know. You see? He said, now I and myself can do nothing. Now look at that. Jesus, yet knowing who he was, but yet he said, I myself can do nothing. But it's my faith in God, and God was in him, and the word made manifest. See? And when the word of God comes in you, it's made manifest. Of course, we know he's talking about a genuine, reborn son of God or daughter of God. All right. For you are a believer. See, and a believer is the faith of God that moves in you. He says, oh, I like teaching this. He says what faith really is. Knowing who he was without a shadow of a doubt. Again, speaking of Jesus. Showing in type what we will be.
It isn't just for Jesus alone, but it's for us also. Okay? Without a shadow of doubt, knowing who he was, without a shadow of a doubt, he knew he was the Son of God. Same as we have to know we are a son of God, or you're God, or you're a son of, or a daughter of God. See? He knew it. Have we come to that point yet? To where we really know it? Or are we condemned because I'm always doing something wrong? I'm condemned because, well, when the preacher's around, I'm a pretty good acting fella. But when the preacher ain't around, I seem to have a problem. I just can't seem to get the reality of things. You know, I seem to get into the flow of whatever elements is around me and conditions, instead of realizing that Jesus Christ is in my presence. He knew it, for the Word identified. The Word of God identified who he was. The same it will be us now. Because you will see that Word being identified in our lives. That we are genuine believers. You see? He said, if I do not the works of my Father. Now listen. If I do not the works of my Father, then don't believe me. Now, not in this message, but another message, Brother Branham was showing us, what about us? Can we not also say the same thing? If I do not the works that this Word, which is Jesus Christ, says to do, then don't believe me. But if I don't do them works, don't believe me. But if I do, then believe the works, for they are the manifested Word promised. Oh, if you could just wake up to that. You see, the Word itself identified him, who he was. And he said, who can condemn me of sin? Why? Can we say the same thing? Now remember, this is the example of what we will be. It's the same Christ in a many-membered body. How can we say, who can condemn me of sin? What is sin? Unbelief. I'm going to tell you, without even having to take any time at all, you can think of many that can be condemned of sin, unbelief, and living in this message. Because they don't believe the Word. God's prophet plainly said what it was. The Scriptures plainly says what it is. And they've added to it or taken away from it. Now, can they say that? The same thing Jesus said? Where's the one who can first condemn me of sin? That wouldn't be hard in this message. You could take the Word and condemn thousands of sin. Preachers, thousands of them sin. Unbelief. But are we sitting here today that no one can condemn us of sin? That I don't believe something in God's Word. You say, well, Brother Steve, I believe that, but yet you're not living it. Then you don't believe it. Then you can still be condemned of sin. Amen. You see? Because if you believed it, you would live it. Is that right? Is that what the prophet said?
Amen.
You see? In other words, who can show me that my Father, or I'm sorry, who can show me that my life and my works don't fulfill exactly what the Messiah should do? That's what Jesus said now. What about us as far as for the bride this day?
Amen.
Nobody could say nothing. So can somebody come up to you and say, how come you ain't doing this? You know, a little subject we had on our children a while back, you know. Can somebody condemn me of sin, showing I don't believe it because I don't do my children like the Scripture says? So can somebody condemn me of sin? Well, the way I raise my children? Huh? Something to think about. That's just one thing. But look at all the many, many, many things. You see? That's why I say there's thousands and thousands in the message you can condemn of sin. And you don't have to do it. The Word already has.
Amen.
But yet they call themselves believers. They say, I believe. And they'll follow the prophet's messages. And they'll follow a preacher that's preaching out the messages and so forth. But yet, they can be condemned of sin. Well, we know today, if we're being condemned of sin today, as I said, what's coming ain't for us. No. The only way it's for you is if you can be as Jesus Christ said, who can condemn me of sin? Now, sometimes we think we're so tough because we believe this certain thing this way. You know, like some of them just so boldly stand against the changing of that nature when Brother Brown plainly said it is dead. And they boldly deny it and reject it. You see? That minister is condemned of sin. Them people that believe that is condemned of sin. And that's why they'll never be in a rapture. Never, friends. There's more on that I can bring one of these days. No, we'll, Lord will. What the prophet said, the people are not noticing. You see? And isn't it strange how people with such intellectual standards and smart, and they can read that word and not see it. And Brother Branham warned us of that. They can look at that scripture and not even see it. You see? Talk about blessed are your eyes for they see. Oh my. Then he had faith to believe then. Oh, that whatever he said, it would happen. That whatever he said would happen. Think of that. Remember, that same Jesus Christ is alive today. Let me ask you a question. Since Brother Branham got killed in the car accident, did that change where God's presence wasn't with the people? You'd be amazed at how many people may agree to that, but their lives prove that the presence of God changed. But he's still here.
Amen.
Yes. He's still here. Then he turned around and said, the works that I do, now he's going to throw it on us, shall you do also. A little while, the world seeth me no more. It wasn't going to see him no more in that flesh body. But was that going to make him not there? Because Brother Branham is gone, does that mean God ain't here no more? Huh? Yet you shall see me. Who's them people? Wow. Because I'll be with you, even in you.
Amen.
Take no thought what you shall say, for it's not that, he said, it's not you that speaks. It's thy Father that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
He's the one who does the speaking. And it's not me. It's the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. See what I mean? Says. Now the identification of a scriptural Christian, these words said Jesus, these signs shall follow them that believe. Now we just went through what a true believer does. You know, it's not condemned. Nobody can condemn them of sin, any kind of unbelief. But they're a real believer. God's word comes forth and it's amen, 100%. Nothing in disagreement with it. They're a believer. You see? Now, how can you call yourself a believer and deny those words? Or any of God's word? He says in another quote, which I've got out there in my case. How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? He says there too. I forgot about that, but there's another quote out there. You can't do it. It's impossible. You cannot be a believer and deny anything God said. it just don't happen. God said, he put the standard there, and man ain't going to change that standard. He tries to, but he ain't going to. You're not a believer, see? Therefore, signs can't follow because you just accept what you want to believe and leave the rest of it. See? You don't believe it, see? But you've got to take the whole thing. That's why I was saying about even those few messengers or message or so on the children, you see. It's the whole thing. It isn't part. He says you've got to take the whole thing and believe it. And remember, if we believe it, we live by it.
Amen.
All right? And when you truly believe, not make believe, but really believe, now, again, like the children, I'm just bringing it up because it was something recently we went over. But if you really believe, then these signs shall follow them to believe. So the signs will be there that they believe that scripture. Yeah. Same as any other scripture. Anything else in God's word, it shows they believe it because of what's being done in their life. These signs shall follow them that believe. He said, oh, could you compare a Christian today? Okay, let's just compare ourselves today. Because we call ourselves Christians, right? Oh, could you compare, I'm going to put this here, instead of Christian, because we do claim to be Christians. Could you compare yourself today with them Christians of long ago? How them disciples walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost, just a prisoner. As I preached on the other night, a prisoner to the word and will of God. Excuse me. He couldn't even move. Talking about Apostle Paul. He couldn't even move until God moved him. Wow. Wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? Wouldn't you like to see these called out ones rise like that? It's going to. It's going back. It's got to come. That's right. It's on the road now. Glory.
Amen.
May we be one of them.
Amen.
Yeah. This is in He Cares, Do You Care? Now, there's a lot of things here I'm going to refresh your mind to before we get to what I want to bring. We'll try at least get to a certain point. I got about a half hour, if you allow me. He Cares, Do You Care? When he was here on earth, as I said, he cared for the people so much till he healed their sick and comforted their hearts, told them about a place where he could go and prepare for them and would come again to receive them unto himself. He cared for them. And notice, he cared so much until when he knowed he must leave in order to bring this great thing to us, he said, I'll not leave you comfortless, but I will send the Holy Spirit and he shall continue my care for you until he returns, see? There's no one that cares like Jesus. Nothing, he says, knowing that his body as a high priest in a mediatorial work that he is doing now, that body must be in the presence of God at all times for intercession. And God cannot see the sinner's sin. He sees only the blood of his own son. And knowing that, he sent back the Holy Spirit to continue to comfort his people. Does he care? Certainly he cares. Now he was to continue to care for the people, see, for his people here on earth in the same manner that he cared for them when he was here. Because he said in St. John, I'm afraid you didn't catch that. Let me back up. Certainly he cares. Excuse me. He was to continue to care for the people, his people here on earth, in the same manner that he cared for them when he was here. Do you remember what he done? Huh? Do you remember those that he opened the blinded eyes? The lame to walk? The dumb to talk? The legions of devils to be cast out? Do you remember that?
Amen.
He cared. And he still cares today. So he must still be around. Because he said in St. John the 15th chapter, if you want to, he says, I got notes laying here with these scriptures where I'm referring to, St. John 15, 26, 27. I see many of you writing down the scriptures, so I may refer to this if you don't know it. Many times the scripture, I write the scripture down that I know. He said, when the Holy Spirit has come, who the Father would send in his name, he would testify of him. In other words, he would do the same thing he did. This Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit working through a tabernacle that he had sanctified. How many knows you've been sanctified?
Amen.
Cleaned up by God's grace. Oh my. Would do the same things that he did. To what a tabernacle that's been sanctified. Been set aside for him to use. Now, what that ought to do for us. Listen. What that ought to do for us. Then we know that right among us today we have the same comforting Lord Jesus. In the form of the Holy Ghost. Another office that God himself is working in. And I know he's here today. He's here right now. He was a comfort to Israel when they would, or when they could look up and see the pillar of fire and hear the prophet speak the words that was true. He was a comfort. When they could look up and see the pillar of fire and they could hear the comforting words that the prophet spoke. And God vindicated. When God's prophet would speak through Moses and he spoke to the children, God would vindicate it. Oh my. That was their comfort. He was a comfort when he was here on earth as a man. God made flesh. God representing himself and expressing himself through a man, Christ Jesus. Who promised that? And he promised, the works that I do shall you do also.
Amen.
How many believes that?
Amen.
The works that I do shall you do also. And I'm going to the Father and going to send back the Holy Spirit. Isn't that what he told his disciples?
Amen.
Just before he descended? Which will be me in spirit form. Hallelujah. Now, it's only been given to a few to really believe that. And to grasp the reality of that.
Amen.
That he is here in spirit form. So if he is here in spirit form, wouldn't his same spirit form do the same things he did when he was in flesh form?
Amen.
Absolutely. And I'll be with you and dwell in you. He says, in the very same things that I've done here, the Holy Spirit will do again in my name when he comes. Remember, that's the Holy Ghost. When you have received his Holy Spirit, he will do the same things. That's why he said to speak against that now after the atonement's already made was unpardonable sin, to blaspheme the Holy Ghost. Wow. Now, let us all stand for a moment. Let's make sure everything's all right before the Lord. You as an individual, if there's anything at all you need to make right, you ask God to forgive you now. And mean it from the depths of your heart. Heavenly Father, as we come before you as a people, Lord, me, I can't do it for these people. Lord, I have to do it for myself. I'm asking, Lord Jesus, that you forgive me of anything in my life, oh God, that would have been even the least displeasing to you. Lord, what if there's anything in my life, an action, a thought, a place that I went, Lord, anything at all, I ask you to forgive me. I want you, Lord, your precious blood to wash all my sins away.
wash all things away that's not been made right. And Lord, I pray that, oh God, you'll place this in the heart of your people. That, Lord Jesus, they will have the same desire. And they will want to be right. And Father, maybe there's something in our lives that we haven't recognized. Maybe we did it, Lord, and hadn't realized it was wrong. Maybe something, maybe we was too carnal at the time and the Holy Ghost couldn't deal with our hearts. We ask, Lord, oh God, help us. As an individual, Lord, help us, Lord. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, Lord, of anything in our life. Anything. Help us now, Lord, to believe. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace. As we continue on now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. In Go Wake Jesus, November 30th, 1963, paragraph 203. We read this 3 or 4 weeks ago. Certainly, he lives. What's this you're bumping into all the time? What's that that condemns you when you're wrong? Thank God something condemns me if I'm wrong. Do you realize what a blessing that is? Do you realize to do wrong and nothing bothers you? Wow. That's scary. There is no mercy on that person. Oh my. You say, Brother Steve, I know people in this message it doesn't bother them to do wrong. They just go ahead and do wrong and ask God to forgive them. I'm going to tell you what, that person ain't had an experience with God. That person does not love God. I don't care how much message they know. What's that it condemns you when you're wrong? What's that it makes you believe? What is helping us today to believe? If somebody's here today believing, what helps that to do when you believe? Who is that? He said, it's him. You might not be able to open your eyes and see him. And you'll not see him today, friends. No, you'll only see what he does. Works. Because he is in spirit form, the invisible God, but he dwells among visible people, making himself visible by his promised word in that people. Do you understand that now? He says. You know, it's like when Brother Timothy and Brother Joshua were still there yesterday and helping us clean up the storm debris at Brother Leffler's, cutting the tree down. And we got to talking about that big tree, great big elm tree, huge tree. And see the root system on it and everything. And as I mentioned to the brothers, I said, just think of that. Something that you could not see, that invisible wind, so strong. You couldn't see it. That wind can blow and blow, but you can't see it. But you see what it hits. You could take a large piece of equipment, friends, and try to push that tree down. And many pieces of equipment wouldn't even do it. Without a bunch of digging and forcing and pushing and all trying to, all kind of works. Just wouldn't be able to do it. But yet something invisible came along and blowed many trees down. There's trees all over my place blowed down. Yeah. But you couldn't see it. But you could sure see what it was hitting. Amen. And that's the way God's Holy Spirit is. Amen. You can't see it, but you can sure see what it hits. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It'll hit many things and cause many things to stir and many things to move. Well, that's the God whom I serve. Amen. You can't see this Holy Spirit, but I know he is here. Yes. He's hitting on me right now. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. But he's making himself visible by his promised word in that people. Don't you want him, to, that invisible Holy Spirit,
Amen.
To make you move? Yes. Hallelujah. Make you do things that it's impossible to do. Oh my. Glory.
As I said, think of that wind. Don't let it slip your mind. I'm telling you, all of us in this church could not have pulled that tree over. It would have been impossible. I couldn't lift the stump that came out of the ground with a tractor and a loader. I could scoot it, but I couldn't lift it. That was just the root system. My, look what the Holy Spirit can do.
Amen.
Look what He can do today. Amen. And again, we sit here and can't even see it. But He's here.
Amen.
And just because Brother Brennan died don't mean he died. He's still alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Show us the Father, June 6, 1963, paragraph 273. Now, our religion must become into action. That's what God's looking for. May that wind once again blow. Hallelujah. Now, our religion must become in action. Christian religion is an action. It's Jesus Christ Himself in action. I want to see that Jesus Christ in action. So, Brother Steve, that's requiring an awful lot of Jesus Christ. That's what He said He'd do, so I expect it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He promised it to us. Amen. Just like this microphone. That microphone is a complete mute until something speaks into it. If I'm not here to speak in that microphone, it's nothing. Do you agree?
Amen.
It's nothing. And then he says, it transmits the voice of what speaks in it. But in itself, it's a mute. It's like being a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like the letter that the Holy Spirit told the prophet to pick up his pen and begin to write. The wife of Jesus Christ couldn't do anything unless she had thus saith the Lord. Unless the Word was telling her what to do. But in itself, it's a mute. And so is any man. I didn't say prophets here. So is any man or woman a mute. You're a mute when it comes to these things. But if you're in contact,
amen,
and Christ has pulled you around to use you, wow, you're not. It's not your voice, it's His. It's not your voice, it's His. That's the reason I'll take anybody to record of the tens of thousands of times, did you ever see it wrong? He's speaking about when God spoke through His lips. And it never will be, because it's God. Now, he says, you've got to believe it. What if I speak only what this word's saying today? Knowing this word is God. And my voice is just going to repeat it. Are you able to recognize the first quote we read? Are you a true eagle and able to recognize the voice of God? Or it's a preacher standing behind the pulpit reading Brother Branham's messages. Or scriptures. Huh? If it is, Brother Steve or Brother Branham's your God. Because you're depending on leaning on what they're saying. But what about what they say, what God said?
Amen. Amen.
You've got to accept it. You must have faith. And he says, don't doubt it. You remember that. You must have faith, and don't you doubt it. I'm running out of time. I'm not going to get where I want to. Now, to you out there in the audience, I want you to bow your heads, he says, for a few minutes. I want you to pray like that little woman did. Lord, I'm sick. Or I've got a sick friend. Or I'm in desperate need. I have domestic trouble. Or most anything that you have need of. How many today has need of something? Well, say, Lord Jesus, won't you repeat after me? Say, Lord Jesus, I know that man don't know me. Brother Branham didn't know him. That's right. He didn't know him. He's a total stranger to me. But you know me.
But you know me.
And I want you,
I want you.
Heavenly Father,
to help me.
I want you to heal me. And I'm going to touch your garment. I'm so far away from him. Speaking about Brother Branham. Mm-hmm. He's talking about himself. These people sitting out there in the audience. Mm-hmm. I'm so far away from him, it wouldn't do nothing good to touch him. Wouldn't do nothing good to touch him anyhow. He's just a man. But I'm going to touch you. And he has told me we're living in the last days. And the last sign has struck the church. According to the scriptures, as you came to Abraham, the elect that was called out of Sodom, now, Father God, let it be tonight. Just let it be. Let the man tell me and speak to me like he did the woman that touched his garment. And I'll believe you with all my heart. Now that same God is still living today. Brother Bram's dead. He's sleeping. The body is. He's beyond a curtain of time. He's not here to come and pray for you. He didn't know who you was anyway. But God would reveal to him who you was.
Amen.
God didn't know what your sickness was. Or Brother Bram, I'm sorry, Brother Bram didn't know what your sickness was. But God did. God revealed it to him.
Amen.
That same God is here today.
Amen.
And you know what? You don't need me. Huh? You don't need me. No, you don't. You just need to recognize you're in the presence of God.
Amen.
I'm going to stop there for this morning. But you've got to recognize you're in the presence of God.
Amen.
And that same God can do the same thing he did when Brother Branham stood behind that pulpit years ago. It was not Brother Branham that knew anything. It was God in him.
Amen.
Amen. Don't you realize that if God wouldn't have predestinated Brother Branham, he'd been lost?
Amen.
Yeah. Absolutely. Same as with us. If he wouldn't have predestinated us, we'd be lost. Man is just God's agent, you see, to work through. They are God's representatives. But remember, this God, the one true God, wants to be God.
Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Without any certain man pulling it into some channel. Well, I would serve God if I could see something happen. Brother Steve, you don't realize how much more I would surrender my life to him if I could see a miracle. Don't you realize you're looking at one? I once was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I am found. You're looking at a miracle. You're sitting beside a miracle. That's a much greater miracle than any healing. Do we recognize all these things? But Brother Steve, you don't understand it. I just think it'd be better if I could see somebody raised from the dead. Would you really? Because you know what the devil would put in your mind then? That person was just unconscious. Their heartbeat was so slow we couldn't detect it. There's been people sitting in caskets, laying in caskets. That they dug up years later and seen that they wasn't dead. But they came back alive before they started embalming them. Yeah. The devil could just throw it at you. And then you'd lose that little bit that you had. But friends, if God does something personally in your life, there is no doubt. And God wants to do something for you in your life. Yes. Thank God for this time. For all the problems we have in the flesh. For God wants to be glorified.
Amen.
Amen. Glory. Again. I ask you to come in the right condition. If you don't feel you want to, don't be here. I don't know when it'll happen, but God will do. I just speak to you by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But God has to keep his word.
Amen.
But we've got to meet the requirement too. If you've got something condemning you, this ain't for you. You're going to make sure everything's right.
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, he's greater than any physician throughout all the lands.
Amen.
And you don't have to take pills with him. There's only one pill he gives you, and that's the gospel.
Amen.
The true gospel.
Amen.
That by his stripes you're already healed. Amen. And remember, that's just a minor resurrection. Oh my. We need to get built up in the holy oracles of faith.
Amen.
The faith of this hour. Hallelujah. Oh, I love him. Don't you?
Amen.
He's so precious. Oh, he's so precious. But how bad do you want him? That's the thing. How sincere are you with the Lord? So all about Stephen, this little church, God ain't going to do nothing and all this, that, and the other. There's churches out there, 300-400 people, 700-800 people. He'd rather stop there and do something. I'm going to tell you, there was only 120 in the upper room.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God don't go by numbers. He's already proved that. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, let me be a vessel.
Amen.
That you can do whatever you want to do. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Come expecting God to move.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know you're the one that controls that? Yes. You're the one that controls right now. Well, you'll not have to see a doctor again for whatever it is that's ailing you. Do you know that? It's your faith. It's your faith. It's what God has revealed to you. You see? Oh, my. And how we ought to cry out for revelation. More than anything else in this life. Oh, glory to His name. I love Him. Amen. He's so precious. Amen. Now, this evening, if the Lord should tarry, this may be so simple. You'll miss it. God always works in simplicity, doesn't He?
Amen.
Then He isn't going to change it today.
No.
Always works in simplicity. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Won't you sisters come up with the instruments? Let's sing us a song. Amen. Praise His holy name. Let's sing that little chorus, God on the Mountain. Amen. I love that little song. Amen. And don't forget, the most powerful thing there is on this earth, you cannot see with your eyes. Amen. Glory. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. Page 698. And you've got a peace of mind like you've never known. Things can change and you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, child. You are never, oh hallelujah, glory. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God of the night. Talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. It's down in the valley of trials and temptation. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Faith really put to the test. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I am the God of the mountain. Oh, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, amen. Yes. Oh, yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. For is God on the mountain? Yes. Valley, things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times.
is still the day.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Brother Timothy, come dismiss us. Sing it again as he comes.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times, He's still God of the bad times.
The God of the day is still God of the night.
Amen. Sing it again.
Yes, He's God on the mountain. Oh, He's the great I am. Hallelujah. The great healer. Hallelujah. When things go wrong, oh, He'll make them right. Oh, yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, amen. God on the mountain, He's still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right.
Come on up, Brother Timothy.
He's God of the good times. He's still God in the
on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is the God in the valley. God of the day, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Oh, God, hallelujah. Glory to His name. Hallelujah.
Precious Heavenly Father, we so thankful for Your mercy and Your grace and Your love. Lord, open our eyes so we can see You. Oh, the mercy and grace that You have shown us, Lord, and the way You've prepared. And Lord, You've left us many, many examples that You're always in control and on the scene. Lord, You haven't changed.
Hallelujah.
You're the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen. Glory. Oh, thank You, Jesus.
And You're here, Lord. Oh, God, help us. Lord, to recognize the true presence of Jesus Christ today among us, Lord. Moving in the Holy Spirit. Thank You for Your word, Lord. And open our hearts greater. Lord, that we would be hungry for what You have for us. And don't put it into our minds, Lord, that it's something far-fetched and something out on a limb. But Lord, You're in simplicity, oh God. Oh, Lord, take us in Your hands, Lord. And grant open revelation to our hearts. Lord, that You could do the things that You would like to do in this hour, Lord, to a people. And we ask it all in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring us back if You should tarry.
And bless each one as they go, we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. God on the mountain is still God in the valley. Richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. We love and appreciate you, brother. We're glad to be able to help you. Amen. Bless you.